So that's a great question. And 100 different people would have 100 different definitions for sustainability. So on an individual producer level, most of the time people feel really comfortable saying, I've been here for 5 generations or 6 or 7, and that's sustainable. And it absolutely is. When we talk about it on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, we say that it's meeting the growing global demand for beef by balancing environmental responsibility, economic opportunity, and social diligence. So really working to balance the important parts of beef production and talk about that in more of a systems fashion rather than an individual specific impact.
And you talked about livestock's long shadow. What is that?
Livestock's Long Shadow is a UN FAO report, so Food and Agriculture report, that was released in 2006, which claimed that livestock was responsible for 18% of all man-made greenhouse gases, which is larger than all of the world's transportation. So that really started the sustainability conversation. In fact, it started as a one-issue topic of greenhouse gases and climate change, and today has been expanded to include a more balanced approach as we work to feed the 9 billion people by 2050.
I guess really when it's all said and done, a lot of producers are out there, they're hearing more and more and more about this, and they're thinking, what can I as an individual producer do? But in many cases, sometimes they are already doing it, right?
Absolutely. Beef producers have been innovating for generations, so just keep innovating. Think about improvements in efficiencies, you know, improving reproduction or improving calving rate or improving conception, working to maintain the health of land and soil cover in riparian areas. Those things are, that are just in our nature. It's the culture of beef production. That's what we're measuring now and turning into messages and talking points. And it's incredibly powerful. We have a great industry that does a great job.